From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, August the 26th, 2015. I'm Philip Grant. Katie Kosajansky is reporting in the Register Star that the Columbia Economic Development Corporation Board of Directors on Tuesday, August the 25th, elected Tony Jones of Rojan Publishing its new president. The board also chose David Finger, the chief engineer for Mid-Hudson Cable, as its vice president. Jones replaces David Crawford, who retired from the board in June after 25 years of service. Hudson Supervisor Sarah Sterling will continue to serve as the CEDC board secretary. Bob Sherwood of Kinderhook Bank will remain as treasurer. Jones previously served on the CEDC board from 1997 to 2006. Along with his late wife, Victoria Simmons, he was the owner until 2001 of the now-defunct newspaper, The Independent. Jones is an advocate for developing a concrete countywide economic development plan. Going forward, he hopes the corporation can work with the local towns on their individual economic development efforts. In addition to the election of new officers, board members were presented copies of the draft updated bylaws. Jones said the revisions will be finalized in the next couple of weeks in advance of the board's next meeting on September the 29th. You can read that full story in the Register Star. Audrey Mattott is reporting in the Daily Mail that the town of Greenville may have at last found the answer to the dilemma of finding full-time emergency medical services at the most affordable prices. The town has received an offer from Durham Ambulance to provide services for an estimated $175,000 per year. The proposal was made by Greene County EMS President Adrian O'Connor and Ron Rouse of the Greene County Rural Health Network. The Greenville Volunteer Rescue Squad has been serving the emergency medical needs of the town since 1972. In recent years, the squad has struggled to answer all its calls due to lack of volunteers. In 2013, the squad responded to 54% of the 364 calls. The plan proposed specifies that every ambulance will have a paramedic on board as well as an EMT, and a full-time staff would be available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, ready to respond to calls. The Greene County Ambulance Task Force is currently presenting its plan to each town board in the county. Towns will decide in September if they will opt into the proposed service or not. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Jeff Wagoner is reporting at Capital Confidential that after falling to an all-time low in 2009, Americans' support for labor unions has been increasing, according to Gallup, the consulting and polling company. Approval of labor unions is now at 59%, according to a recent report. In 2009, the approval rate was measured at 48%. Young adults aged 18 to 34 are the most supportive of all age groups. The American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees chaired the news, adding, and I quote, "It's a trend demonstrated in other recent pollings, such as a survey conducted by the Pew Research Center." Support for labor unions grew among various groups in recent years, including millennials who are politically conservative and women whose approval of labor unions is 63%, end quote. You can read that full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. Paul Kirby is reporting in the Daily Freeman that Columbia Memorial Hospital has agreed to pay $650,000 to settle a lawsuit brought by the State Attorney General's office. The AG alleged Columbia Memorial was part of a scheme to defraud state taxpayers of money for inpatient detoxification programs. Following news of the settlement, the hospital issued a statement denying any wrongdoing in the case. Columbia Memorial is among seven hospitals named in a civil suit claiming millions of dollars in illegal charges had been made to the state's Medicaid program for inpatient detoxification programs. The hospital was accused of running an unlicensed drug and alcohol rehabilitation program called New Visions, with referrals from the Missouri-based healthcare firm Special Care Management Corp. The suit claimed that the hospital illegally marketed New Visions as a legitimate program and submitted Medicare claims for patients who did not need the treatment. The Attorney General's office also believes Columbia Memorial paid illegal kickbacks for referrals to Special Care, which has agreed to a $6 million payment to settle. The complaint also charged the inpatient detoxification services provided by the hospital were not medically necessary and or failed to meet professionally recognized standards of care, according to the AG's office. Schneiderman said, and I quote, "This settlement holds those institutions accountable for their scheme and will make providers think twice before defrauding the Medicaid system," end quote. William Van Slyke, Vice President for Marketing and External Affairs for CMH, said, and I quote, Columbia Memorial made no admission of liability as part of the settlement. We have consistently maintained that our actions in this matter were at all times appropriate. The final settlement, while imperfect, represented our best option to bring the matter to a close without incurring the time and expense of further litigation, end quote. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Finally, William J. Kimball is reporting in the Daily Freeman that the 170th annual Dutchess County Fair opens today, Tuesday, August the 25th, for 6 days, and will include grandstand music highlighted by the Doobie Brothers and the Spin Doctors. The 144-acre fairground will be filled with midway rides, livestock shows, and local talent competitions of all kinds, including an Iron Chef cooking battle between the Dutchess County Sheriff's Department and the Rhinebeck Fire Department. Also on display this year is the 144-year-old Pleasant Valley train station, painstakingly disassembled last September and reassembled for the fairgrounds. Fair organizers expect that the 20-by-40-foot train station will be of interest to rail enthusiasts and history aficionados. For more information on the fair, including full schedule, go to DutchessFair.com. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a mostly sunny day for today with the temperature high near 80 degrees. For Wednesday night, it will be mostly cloudy with a low around 55. Forecast for the next 3 days, well, on Thursday, it will be mostly sunny with a high near 78 degrees. Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low around 54. And on Friday, it will be sunny with a high near 80 degrees. Friday night, mostly clear with a low around 55. Sunrise today was at 6:15 a.m. and the sun will set at 7:39 p.m., providing us with 13 hours and 23 minutes of daylight. 3 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Wednesday, the 26th day of August 2015. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.